So, hello and welcome to the Rockdown podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Cheese. Each episode we'll be talking to members of bands ranging from unsigned artists through to the giants of rock and metal. This week I'm delighted to welcome Blake Clawson, vocalist for the newly signed Broken Rail. Hey Blake, how you doing?
I'm great, how are you?
Yeah, very good, very good. So for any of the listeners who don't know about Broken Rail, before we get into this, do you want to tell us a little bit about the band?
Sure. We were founded in the United States in Alabama when I was in college 12 years ago, back in 2008. And it was just a fun, kind of a fun thing that we were doing on the side. And then we actually went to the studio and was surprised all the way back in MySpace when it took off.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you know, it got a little bit more real. And here we are now, 12 years later. You know, we just wrapped up our third studio album, signed to a LA label. And here we are.
So the format of the Rockdown podcast is a bit different from the norm. We won't be asking you questions such as why you wanted to be in a band or what you'd be doing if you weren't a musician, etc. In fact, we hope a lot of the questions should really throw you. So are you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So, first question, and obviously you've not had the heads up on any of these, so feel free to pass on any of them.
Okay.
Do you have any superstitions?
Superstitions. You know, I don't think I've ever believed really in bad luck. I feel like we've always made our own luck. I do have a black cat who crosses my path daily. I really don't think so. We even, you know, before we cut this album down, we were even going to go with 13 tracks to purposely go unlucky. So no, I don't believe so.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Okay. Like I said, these are heading all over the place. What food do you just not understand the appeal of?
I've never really gotten into lobster. And to kind of go with the same thing, I don't like caviar as well. I remember the first time I tried it was on a cruise ship, and it was so bad I had to have them bring me a steak.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, well, I can definitely understand that. So if you had one day left to live, what would you do with that day?
Oh, God. I'd definitely eat whatever I wanted, which would probably be hot wings and French fries. That's one of my staples. God, one day to live. I'd have to do something crazy. I don't even know if you know this, but I have yet to fly in a plane. So I think that would be on my top priority.
Right. No, I actually didn't know that. I'd assumed, considering we're currently looking at loads of festivals for you all over the world, I didn't know that was going to be a first.
No, I've been out of the country, but only by ship. So looking forward to it. I was saving my since it's been this long, you know, I was saving it for something very huge. And I know that we have that coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So what has been your greatest ever adrenaline rush?
I'm going to have to say Rockfest in 2018. Taking the stage there with, you know, we were playing with all my greats, you know, most of the early 2000 bands that I loved, like Disturbed and Godsmack and bands of that size. We were performing in Rockfest in Wisconsin back in 18 with them. And it was, we performed four times in 100 degree heat. And I watched a lot of the bands I looked up to. A lot of them were having to go in the medical tent after just one performance, and somehow we made it through four. And I'm gonna tell you, man, that was the wildest day of my life.
Yeah, I bet.
And
I bet.
Such an awesome night.
Amazing, amazing. So here's another one. If your house was on fire, and assuming everyone was out safely, what one item would you want to save?
One item. You know, I would usually go for the guitars and the equipment, but I think I'd have to go with our show laptop. It's actually in the house right now, and I've got probably 1,000 hours in light program on there.
Well,
I don't know if it's backed up.
Yeah. Well, as your manager, I'm telling you, get in and get that.
You know, everything else is replaceable, I think.
Absolutely. So, if you personally had a theme song for your life, what would it be?
Oh, man. A theme song. I think it would have to be Breaking Benjamin's Dance with the Devil. It's always been very close to me. And, you know, it's teetering that line of good and bad within your lifestyle. I feel like that one has always spoken to me most. And I think that would probably be a good theme song.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can see that. So, when was the last time you were scared, and why were you scared?
I don't get scared easily. So, you know, a time I can remember being really scared is going back to the same day I was telling you about when in Wisconsin at Rockfest. I had a friend there, a good friend of mine that travels all over the world, and he's a pilot and a master scuba diver and stuff. Anyway, he knew that me and a couple other guys in the band had never been off the ground before. And he had paid a helicopter pilot to take us on a private tour above the grounds. And he didn't tell us until right after our fourth performance. I was completely exhausted. And it scared the hell out of me. I remember he gave us a couple of beers and we walked all the way over there. And then unfortunately, I really psyched myself up for it and I was ready for it. And we get over there and they said that it had gotten too late and it was dark and they couldn't take us up.
Oh, no. Oh, amazing. Amazing. Right. Do you have any form of memorabilia? And if so, what's it from?
Actually, after we did the album before this one that we just finished back in 2013 out in California, I'd just gotten back. And for my birthday, I was taken to the Five Finger Death Punch show that was in my hometown, Birmingham, Alabama. And after the performance, which was phenomenal, I wasn't even a fan of theirs until that day. They blew me away. Afterwards, I got a call out from the stage from Ivan Moody. And he called me up there and he told me happy birthday. And he handed me one of their bandanas that he had signed for me. And so I thought that was really cool. And I've kept it in my tour suitcases ever since. So it's kind of traveled the US with me.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, that's superb. It's funny, isn't it, how bands, I remember we went and saw Seether, and we were actually, our hands up, we were going to see Evanescence, but they were opening, and it was one of those things that I could have just watched Seether and then walked away. You know, the energy they brought was just amazing.
Right. You know, and those are the moments we all live for when we go to, you know, watch live music.
Absolutely.
Can't happen every night, but when it does, it's so special.
Definitely. So, what movie have you watched way too many times?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. let's see. My favorite all time is probably Blow. I thought Johnny Depp had a perfect performance in it. I've seen it so many times I can probably quote it. And I liked his ambition, and then it teaches you the lesson of what happens if you have too much ambition, I guess.
So that's interesting, because obviously we've never talked till today. So something you couldn't possibly have known about me, I used to be pen pals with George Jung.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so cool. He fascinates me. You know,
yeah,
it's crazy how he went from the upper echelon of the world to, you know, prison.
Absolutely, yeah. My wife and I used to have a friend who was actually in Otisville, so he was in the same prison, and we ended up being pen pals with him. So
that's so cool.
So do you have any musical guilty pleasures, i.e. a band that you just know you shouldn't love but you do?
Yeah, my own guys in the band give me a hard time, but I grew up really liking Creed. And I know it's not cool to do so anymore, but
yeah, don't worry, we can edit that out and just say we okay. Have you ever had deja vu?
Yeah, you know, it happens, and I can't remember it happening, you know, I can't remember specific times of it, but it always reminds me of the Matrix now.
I've never seen that film. I've never seen The Matrix.
The first one's phenomenal. The rest of them aren't that great to me, but that's a really good film. It'll make you think.
Yeah, I have one. I mean, you've probably got this. One of these friends that you have a real kind of love-hate relationship. He's a really good friend, but out of principle now, because there's certain things he'd asked me to do, I won't do it. And so he's always telling me how good The Matrix is. And as a result, I now can't watch it because otherwise I'll be giving in to him. So. Right.
You can watch it and we just won't tell him.
Okay. That sounds like a good deal. So what was your darkest hour?
And that goes way back. Probably I was in college, 2003, I believe it was, way back. And I was still experimenting with partying and things like that and just got in a hole. And college at the time got ripped out from under me, and I was doing amazing in this coding program and stuff. And I went to work for my dad for a while, and it just put me in like this deep hole, this deep depression. And it felt like you couldn't get out, you know, so I can relate with what people's been through. And I sing about it a lot in my own music, but, you know, another one of my friends kind of picked me up. He gave me an opportunity to come back to college at Auburn University, where all this began. So, you know, it saved my life coming out of that hole, like, getting back around people again and, just kind of starting over with life.
And of course it's the old story of it got you to where you are now.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And then it's just life experience, you know, that's what I try to do. I try to help people out of their shells because, you know, we've all been there and we just have a platform to speak to them and show them, hey, you know, we're still here.
Absolutely. So if you were arrested, what would the rest of the band assume you had done?
Oh, God. They would assume that it's alcohol related, which it probably would be. and I would think they would be with me.
Oh, there you go. So they would know what you'd done.
Yeah. If I got arrested, I probably wouldn't remember. I don't know.
No, that's fair enough.
I don't know what it would be for.
Okay. So, next one. Have you ever taken revenge on someone?
You know, I chased that a lot in the past. And I learned it's so much easier if you can let things go. You know, you don't have to see these people again. That's the cool thing about being an adult. So, you know, I've learned to cut ties and move forward. But yeah, definitely in the past, I certainly chased revenge.
Yeah, 100%. It's the old thing, isn't it? I can't remember the exact saying, but it's the old thing that when you go looking for revenge, you've got to dig two holes. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So now completely going away in a different direction. How much did the tooth fairy used to leave you?
Oh, God. 50 cents, a quarter, maybe? No. I'm older.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I think now she probably has to leave Amazon cards or something like that, I'm guessing. So
iTunes.
So what do you feel is your biggest achievement to date?
Certainly this album that we just finished in California. You know, I know you're one of the few that's heard it in the world, but I definitely feel like it's our greatest achievement. Mine personally.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. I mean, no spoilers. It is stunning. I'm like you, I just can't wait for people to hear it. So what was the last video game that you played?
Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm beating it for the third time right now. this quarantine has us all sitting inside, you know, so I play a lot. And, you know, it's one of the better games to me of all time. So I'm back on it again.
In fact, yeah, we were having a conversation the other night. So this is on a tangent. This wasn't in my notes. When you played it the first time, who did you kill at the end?
You know, I don't remember.
I killed Trevor. I'm sorry. I have to throw it out there. I killed Trevor. It wasn't even a hard decision.
Trevor reminded me too much of a former member of this band. And that's really bad, I know.
That's all good. That's all good. So outside of music, is there anything else that you're amazing at? And equally, is there anything that you're absolutely terrible at?
These actually kind of go hand in hand. I'm very good at graphic design, computers in general. They've always spoke to me the whole language. I was a programmer for years. Definitely, you know, things like that, Photoshop, stuff like that. But I can't draw a stick figure to save my life. Which is weird. You know, I'm very artistic, but I can't draw.
Excellent. Okay, so do you cook?
I do. I'm actually a good cook. Last night we had filet mignon and loaded baked potatoes and toast off the grill. It was a very good night with some very fine wine.
And my invite clearly got lost in the mail.
Well, you know, I figured you were in quarantine over there.
Yeah, that is very true. That's very true. So what was the last argument you had and what was it about?
You know, as so many people right now, you know, obviously we're not able to tour. So right now I'm working at a bank while we're getting through this, you know, just keeping the income steady. And right now we're in staggered shifts, and I had a pretty large argument with the people there. They wanted to stay on Monday, Wednesday, Friday when we had the opportunity to stay on, to go back to Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, our team. And people don't want to work Saturdays right now because they said they want the weekend. I was like, well, there's really not a weekend right now in the world. And
no,
we work Saturdays,
true.
We only work 3 hours as opposed to eight. So I don't understand their logic there. But so now I got to go to work tomorrow, unfortunately.
So this one I have to ask. I've looked through so many pictures of you, and I still can't work this out for sure. Do you have any tattoos?
I do not. And that's kind of a funny story. I've always wanted them. I still do. And I was ready when we were in California to start them, and we just didn't have the time. You know, I got sick while we were out there, and so I had to really nurse myself to get my voice, you know, through it. And that was a struggle all on its own. But no, I'm the only member of the band that's not covered in tattoos. And it's because I made a pact to myself so many years ago that I would never put a dime into the tattoos until I had my career going in the direction, you know, I wanted to. I invested in myself first. And now, you know, we got the team, we got you, and we got the label, and everything's come together so well, and we're sitting on this album. You know, I'm finally ready to start the tattoos.
that's something to be seriously proud of. Yeah, that's awesome. So do you believe in the afterlife?
You know, gosh, I don't know. I've studied so much into the paranormal. I've always believed in the paranormal. So I feel like there's got to be something, you know. I grew up raised on religion. And then, you know, that's another whole thing of, you know, that is the big question. You know, does all this exist? Something exists outside of here? You got to hope that there's something better than just this, you know. But I'm not sure. I like to believe in it. I try to believe in it.
Cool. That's good. Do you drive, and assuming you do, what car do you have?
Yeah, I have a Genesis Coupe from Hyundai. It's a fast little thing. I actually just tinted out the windows yesterday, so I'm hoping that the cops don't give me too much trouble with that. It's black on black, of course.
Yeah. What was the last book that you read?
I've not had a lot of time in a while to read thoroughly. I read a lot on my phone. I haven't taken time to read a book in a while. I stay up with, you know, the news around the world. But I can tell you what I'm trying to read. I just got the whole series of the Warrens, the guys, you know, that the husband and wife that the Conjuring and Annabelle and all that's based off of.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have their entire series of books, which is their kind of documented stories that brought forth the movies, and it's about six books, and I have all of them, and I really want to read them. I've always been a fan of Ed and Lorraine Warren. I wanted to visit their place in the U.S. before they passed, but unfortunately I know she just passed as well. Their museum was in their home. I really want to get down and start reading these. I just haven't had the time. We need a tour. Hint, hint.
Yeah. Oh well, no, that's going to be happening. We know that as soon as the world gets sorted. So, So what is the number one thing on your bucket list?
You know, I've always wanted just the chance with music to hit the largest stage that, you know, all of my personal greats have done. I want to, you know, be at the top of those festivals. I want to play a festival at night, you know?
Yeah.
It's always been, you know, a dream to have that kind of backing behind us, you know, to where you can pretty much do anything you want with an album. The spending isn't an issue, and see what we could do if the world, you know, truly put their faith behind us, you know?
Absolutely. So when was the last time you cried?
Probably recording this album, maybe. Every time I'm in the studio, you know, it gets real. You know, I really dive deep with these lyrics, and I put myself into these moments to make the emotion real and raw, especially inside the vocal booth. And so it's hard on you when you dig that deep into things that you hide away. And, you know, I kind of been off social media last couple months as well, you know, just kind of taking a break from everything. Cause it takes a little piece of you when you do this.
Yeah. Well, the passion comes through on this album. Again, I can't wait for people to hear it.
Yeah. I'm very excited about it. You know, probably the heaviest song in the album is probably my favorite, and it's because of the raw emotion in it. You know, you can just feel it.
Yep, absolutely. So, do you have any phobias or fears?
I'm not really scared of many things. I would say that because of the length of time of me not being on a plane, I guess I do have like a mild fear of flying. I know the first time will be, you know, I'll definitely have some drinks, but I'll get through it. You know, I'm not really one that stays scared, and it's just, you know, fear of the unknown is all that is. So,
yeah,
you know, yeah, do it a couple definitely. Times and I'll be fine.
Yeah. So are there any conspiracy theories that you either believe in or that you're just not 100% sure about?
I love to dive into these things. I've read so much over the years about so many different things. Certainly the JFK assassination has so many questions left unanswered. I just don't feel like that we'll ever know the truth, really. Same thing with even like alien life, you know, things like that. I've read so much, and now there's stuff coming out from very high military officials and government officials from across the world. So now it seems like, you know, there was a lot of truth, at least to some of it. And so I would love for it to one day shed light to the things I've read. I think something crazy happened in Roswell, New Mexico in the 60s.
Yeah. I 100% agree with that. So what, in your opinion, is just completely overrated?
You know, I'm one of those that I normally don't jump into the pop culture of things, especially TV shows, series, and things when they come on. For one, I like to wait till a series is over so I can just watch it all at once. I can binge it. But I remember the craze that was behind Game of Thrones. I just recently started watching it, and we finished it in, I guess, a month or so. And while great, there was about four episodes that were completely jaw dropping that I do believe it was the most exhilarating episodes I've ever seen of a show. The show in its totality from beginning to end, I don't think it was worth the hype that it got worldwide. But it was a great show. And in the end, when you can tell the funding got through the roof, some of those last episodes were just phenomenal. So I got to give it its due, but it surprised me that it got that big before then.
Yeah.
Some of the earlier stuff.
Yeah. Interesting. So this will be interesting given one of your previous answers. If you could find out the answer to one question, and you would know 100% what the answer was, what would that question be?
I think, like you said, I definitely have to reference earlier. I think that I would definitely want to know if there's a life beyond this, you know. We all want to know what's past this, or if this is all we've got, you know.
Yeah, okay. If you had a biography written about you right now, what would be the title of it?
My mother has called this, called me this since my teenage years, I guess, in a condescending way. And I always thought it'd be a great book if I ever decided to write one, but definitely Good Time Blake.
Good Time Blake, excellent. Brilliant. Has anything paranormal ever happened to you?
I'd like to say yes. I don't know. I've studied that so much over the years, and I always said if music didn't work out, I'd go and become a paranormal psychologist. I would love to get the degrees needed for that. But, you're trying to disprove paranormal activity to kind of prove that something is happening. And I guess the craziest thing is my lead guitarist, Dave, he was staying here for a while, and we're sitting downstairs, and I was sitting close to my bar, and he was on the couch, and for some reason we were both looking over at the bar, and it was like 2:30 in the morning, and there was a really heavy iPhone in one of those OtterBox cases, very heavy. He was selling it on eBay, and it was just sitting in the middle of the island, and we both watched it pick up about 2 feet off of the thing and just drop a good two wow. feet away, just perfectly straight down. And I mean, it was a good 3 feet away, and it really scared us. And while we were in California, his wife was at the house, and she said that every single night, the end tables next to the couch, that the drawers were opening, and she could hear them, and it would scare her real bad. She'd come up and they'd be wide open. And she actually turned them sideways and placed them against the couch to where the drawers couldn't open while we were gone. And now I haven't really experienced much here, but she said that every day she could hear footsteps above. She was staying in the downstairs bedroom, and she could hear footsteps. And so maybe there's something here. I don't know.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the end of our management deal, and I'm off. Brilliant. Absolutely.
Well, it seems
brilliant.
To be very pleasant if we have something.
Yeah, definitely. So what three unsigned bands should we currently be taking the time to check out?
I can't think of anything that would be technically unsigned. A lot of the bands we've toured with are signed, to smaller labels. Like some of them are really small labels. But I'll tell you, on tour with All Hail the Yeti, they're one of the best live metal bands I've ever heard in my life. They're phenomenal. They took us under their wing back in 2017 on a national tour. And not only were they great to us, but it's honestly one of the best live bands I've ever heard. I really hope the best for them. I hope they go all the way. Another band, I'm not sure if they've signed a deal yet or not. Another band we toured with, Raven Black, phenomenal. They have this carny metal sound. It's like, it reminds me of almost if ICP was metal. Female fronted, but they are such good people. They do the whole dress up, they get in character, and they also have a comic book element. They have a comic book that comes out around their music and around their theme, and they're all characters in the book. So cool. Really cool thing that they're doing. I really think it's going to go big. And they're playing with a lot of really big acts now. Before it got canceled, they were touring in the full In This Moment tour. So they're doing big things, and I hate that the world had to end for us all.
Yeah. When it gets back, there's going to be so much more demand. There's going to be, people are going to be just so hungry for seeing people again. So,
oh yeah, I imagine that the tour announcements will be crazy.
So, last couple of questions. Which historical figure would you like to have dinner with?
I don't know how interesting it'd be, but I think it'd be fun to pick Einstein's mind. I don't know how funny it'd be, though. Some of the genius types are hard to have a conversation with.
Yeah,
but I think that, or Abraham Lincoln. I would love to hear his mindset at the beginning of the war, and then see where that same mindset was at the end of the war. There's a lot of changes over philosophy in the beginning and the end, and I've always been a kind of a Civil War buff, so I think that'd be really cool to pick his brain a little bit.
Definitely. Okay, and final question. What would you like your headstone to read?
I mean, we might just need to go back to the book title and go with Good Time Blake.
Yeah, well, there you go. If that's how you came in, that's how you went out, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, you know, I try to do as much good as I can while having, you know, the best time that we can while we're here.
Brilliant. Okay. So before we wrap this up and listen to one of your tracks, where can people find the band online and get a hold of your music?
Well, you know, we're anywhere you can find music online. If you Google Broken Rail, you will find us anywhere. But BrokenRailBand.com is our actual professional website. And Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all those good stuff under Broken Rail. You know, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, everywhere that you find your music, you'll find Broken Rail.
Okay. So once again, I would like to say a big thank you to Blake. Please be sure to check out Broken Rail. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe. And if you've really enjoyed it, please consider leaving us a review wherever you get your podcast from. I have been Mr. Cheese. This has been the Rockdown podcast, and we will play you out with an awesome track from Broken Rail.
Yeah.